Amen. So it's interactive, so I want to hear everybody involved when given the opportunity. So then let's mention our names so that, yes. So starting from, okay, clockwise. So starting from, for the sake of those who are not here, who today is their first time, so that we all get to know ourselves. Okay. Say your name.
Yes, my name is Tina.
Hi, okay. Everyone. Hello. Yes. Okay.
My name is Francis.
Francis. Okay.
My name is Kofi.
Okay.
But they are from me.
That's all. That's all. Okay. Okay. Nancy.
Anama.
Stephanie. All right. Okay, so Francis, kindly read the introduction. Yes.
Given is little.
Mm-hmm.
We have previously learned about giving in two forms. One, to freely transfer something, and two, to bestow something on someone. Today, we learn another form of giving, which is to address.
Okay. Okay, so we've learned about transfer, to freely transfer something. We've learned about bestowing something on someone. Okay. And then today we are learning another form of giving, which is to administer. Is there anybody here who did business administration in school? Nancy, so what is administration? Yes. What is administration? Your course, what was it about?
Administration is like you owning everything, like everything you are taking over the activity that goes on. That is to administer. You are administrating, you are an administrator.
An administrator.
You are in charge of a particular environment.
So you oversee all the activities there. Okay. You will take it like that. Amen. Okay, but administration, at least we all get what Nancy is trying to explain. Yeah, you oversee a set of activities in an environment. Basically, that's it. Okay, so we are meeting this word administer, and then we are looking there. When you look into the dictionary, there are different words or explanations. She's given one, where you kind of supervise in an environment. That's one, to administer or to administrate, to be an administrator, that's it. But over here, we are looking at three explanations of the word to administer. Let me explain why it's very important to study the word of God as music ministers. Even like I always say, birds can sing, crocodiles can sing. Lizards cry if you give them the opportunity. I believe they can make some sounds.
That's what they need.
You understand?
Yes.
Aki. Even the cars passing, whoa, 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 they are all sound.
Sound, singing.
Right?
Yes.
So it is not about how calculated your notes are with the music. In fact, when you listen to the lyrics of Shatawale, and some of the songs that they sing out there, you will wonder that the song, of what value does it add? What value does it add to your soul, to your life? Right?
Yes.
But you enjoy it. You enjoy it. One corner. Then you enjoy it. One corner. Then. Tell your neighbor there's something beyond the song.
There is something beyond the song.
Hmm?
Yes.
There's a spirit beyond the song. There's a spirit beyond the song. And that is why people can scream at Michael Jackson's concert, yes, take me home. It means after the concert, add me to your payment.
Yes.
And just carry me away. Amen. There's something beyond the song. And that is why before you even sing, you must sit down and learn. So many choirs in our churches, they don't learn anything about the music. They don't learn. What we know, there's pressure. In fact, the music director has been commanded by his pastor to sing a particular song on Sunday because there's an invited
guest minister
from Jamaica, and they must be able to display. I believe you can all relate.
Of course.
There's a particular hymn. When you sing it, then the old people in the church, they know that yes, God has visited that day. So whatever you do at rehearsal to get that hymn. So as, when you just say short introduction prayer, Father, we thank you that you are in our midst. Where two or three are gathered, there you are in our midst. So. We can even spend 1 hour discussing uniform at rehearsal.
Hey.
1 hour at rehearsal discussing uniform. The ladies want to put whatever here. And the leader is saying, no, it must not go beyond a certain distance. And they want her to understand that, look, we are in 2018.
Yay.
1 hour. In fact, one day I was at a rehearsal and... the rehearsal had been powerful. The presence of God was so super. 30 minutes to closing. Argument over uniform. And after one, after the closing time, extra 1 hour, we were still there because of uniform. People now want to fight. I remember one day we went for rehearsal, we went to minister, at a place around Odoko, thereabout. Just before the choir alighted from the bus, two choristers, blows, one soprano and one alto, blows in the bus. And you begin to wonder that, so what is this whole thing about? I mean, how can this be happening? It is a problem. It is because of the system that we've come to meet. Saturday and Thursday or whenever that we are supposed to meet, there's time pressure. We just have to study the song and then go and sing. Retreat, 3 out of 40 people. 3 out of 40. So music directors have to add, oh, picnic at Ebri Gardens. And then, oh, but the picnic, we are not eating up to 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So when you come, don't come fasting. And when people think about the picnic, and then they think about, you know, then yes, they are motivated to go for retreat. Other than that, say we are doing 1 day retreat, prayer and fasting in the house of God. 3 people will come that day, and the rest will have so many excuses. You see, but we don't blame them. They came to meet a dogmatic system where choristers, all they know is that we've come to prepare to sing a song as part of the church program. As part of the church program, choirs can go cold, just like a pastor can grow cold. Choirs can go cold where they are not even riding on past anointings. Oh, it's a modia, muye good. But they come and stand there. No, nothing, empty. Because of the kind of system. So this is a place where you must sit down and study. Because your foundation is what will show how far you are going to go. It is not something that you can fight. It is the truth. Your foundation, the foundation that you build. It said that a wise man is the one who founds his house upon a rock. God is mindful upon the foundation. Certain marriages will not go far because the foundation was very weak. It was not founded upon the principles of God. Certain businesses will collapse along the line because their foundation was not found upon the word of God. So whenever you get the opportunity to study the word of God as a Christian, as a music minister, you have to be excited. Tell your neighbor, be excited. Because you may not know, but Pastor Bernard is telling you, give yourself just 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, you will see the difference. A frog singing with the word of God in him, understanding the word of God, will make impact more than an empty barrel going to sing there with the silkiest voice. Silky voice. Me, I want to sing like Donnie McClurkin. Hey, best male vocalist. Yay! Try bet.
Yeah.
I want to be jumping in the ladies must scream.
You are a professor.
You will jump and sing and do all those gimmicks. Then other miracle will just come and sing. Jesus, what Lord. Then you are falling under the anointing.
Oh!
Anointing. Hallelujah. The study of the word is even more is more essential than prayer, if you put it that way. Because prayer must even be directed by the word of God. Prayer must even be directed by the word of God. What are you going to say? He says he's a king. When you go before a king, you can't go and speak foolishness. God, give me a car because you know I need a car. Give me a plane because I know you know I need a plane. A plane for what? What in God's scripture tells you that you need a plane? What scripture do you even know? You say, God, I must be strong. I'm feeling something in my ribs. No, I must be strong. What scripture do you know from the word of God, music minister, that you must not experience pain in your body? What scripture do you know? What scripture do you know that when you go and stand on stage, even before you sing, the power of God must hit the people? What scripture do you know? Empty barrels make the most noise. You see, so you come. Everybody shout, scream, shout. Then you've prepared a Joe Metal song that you know everybody loves. So you take that one. Bononye. Bononye. Bono. No one else, right? And all you know is program to program to program, because Joe Metal has done all the donkey job for you. So program, then you go and ride on Joe Metal's anointing. Everywhere you go, say you know the song already. Bononye.
Hey, this message is between me.
But to go deep into the word and contact the spirit of God and get a song that would shake and transform the lives of people, you won't do it. What you want to do is go for choir rehearsal. Choir rehearsal. That is all you know. Choir rehearsal. So when you get the opportunity to study the word, let me tell you, just tell the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God, you are the one who created heaven and earth when I wasn't even in existence. You are the one who spoke things into being. Teach me your word. Open your scripture to me so that I will understand. Because Proverbs 24:14, it is through that you get an inheritance. You get inheritance. It's not every Christian that gets inheritance. Look, today you may not have a car, but if you go by the word, your future is guaranteed. Amen. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but
Amen.
The word. So when I look at our ministers, I look at Akio, and there's one crowd, and I'm four, and I'm four, and I'm four. You don't know. You don't know. 10 years' time. 10 years' time. By revelation. By revelation. By revelation. By revelation. What you command, nobody can match you.
Amen.
Your same mate, the same mate that they were saying that, I told you. I said, let's do this deal. Why you don't crefe? 10 years' time. And then they'll come to you. Can you employ me in your business?
Amen.
It is so real. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, administer. There are three definitions of this word that relate to our topic of giving. Stephanie, what is the number one?
Dispense or apply. Everybody on that.
So to administer means to dispense or apply a remedy or drug. So if you're a believer, you ask yourself that, how does this explanation apply? And they'll say, our minds are healed, into bracket, transformed by the word of God, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Any new convert, you giving your life to Christ, please, you are sick. When you come into the kingdom of God, you are sick. You are called a child. Jesus says that everybody who comes into the kingdom come as a child. You'll be the biggest fool if you think that you just came into the kingdom. As for me, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. So, no. Your spirit man is saved. Yes. John chapter 1, verse 12. But there's a part of you which is sick. It has mental problem. So it is called dysfunctional. There's a defect regarding it. It must be healed over time, and it is called the mind. And it is in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, that Paul says that we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We are Christians, but we act like unbelievers because of the mind. You can be a music minister. God has called you. Look, prophecies have been said about you. They've laid hands on you. The prophet who came with honey anointed you. The one who came and did lemon direction, he prayed for you. The one with oil from Israel, scented, prayed for you. Ashama prophet with Zoom. Prayed for you. Say, Pastor Bernard, why? Me, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? People have prophesied and prophesied. As if as for you, there's something about you that every prophet must see. Because any big prophet that comes to your church, as for you, they prophesy about you. And then they'll pray for you. Some people, 100 prophets can come as if they are the pastors of the church. They are never prophesied about by you. And yet, certain things are going on. So you are wondering that why? It's the renewal of mind, and it comes through administration of the word of God. When Jesus came, the man was powerful. Nanama, if you were Jesus, Nanama, not Obinimo, not
My God,
Jesus, if you power, you were Jesus. That wine at wedding is finished. Then you just command water. Then sweet wine everywhere. So, Nanama, from that day, some guy's car will start calling you.
Did he become a business?
I'm telling you, Jesus, even he's so powerful that, Fafa, saliva cried, Yehili. Saliva. He put saliva on there, just mix it. Then put it on your eyes. Then you are, that he can cast 10,000 demons out of a man, and the 10,000 demons go and enter pigs, and the pig said that the power is too much. We need to go and commit suicide, and they ran into the sea. The word of God says that Jesus was filled with the Spirit without measure. You have portion, but Jesus was filled with the Spirit without measure. And then Jesus, he will make time, and then he'll be teaching the word of God. If it was Nanama, Morning, signs and wonders. Afternoon, healing service. Evening, prophetic convention. Kofi, I'm telling you. Like the planes and cars people are buying, Nanama won't buy that one. He will, she will buy islands, a whole continent.
Amen.
Jesus has come to town. What are you saying?
What are you talking about?
Someone who has command over heaven and earth. And he says that even on the cross, he said that if I wish, I can command angels to come and save me.
That's
ah!
If he wish,
even on the cross, Jesus has the power to even promise somebody that you'll be with me in paradise. Amen. Even you, the small position that you have at your workplace, small position that you have at your church, head of ushers.
Oh, I think today came for me.
So, even when pastor is passing, he has to salute you, usher.
Oh yeah.
I've been coming to my tent.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus put all those things aside. He will prophesy small. He's prophetic. He doesn't go and sit there and then everybody will come and monster line and then may hear prophetic. He will just meet somebody. I saw you sitting under the tree. And then the person will be like, hey, you are a man of God. You say, yes, follow me. That's all. Jesus' prophetic was serious. But he won't do ki about it. He will meet a woman, the whole son of God. He's God. And then he's met a woman by the well. And then he tells her, look, the man that you are, you've had seven husbands, right? He said, I have five husbands. And the one you are with right now, he's not your husband. He didn't even say, oh, the whole church should gather. Prophetic convention.
Professor.
Mame, bra, 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 bra.
Professor.
Me who's a star, be a two.
Me who's a star,
be a two. Jam Pnachin.
Amen.
Jam Pnachin.
Amen.
Hey.
You have been the assistant pastor.
Yes.
We won't take over yet. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Rushe kra, Oshé won't come dito." In so I can't shout. What say me a prophet? No. He said, "Come and see a man I met." Jesus will heal you and he will tell you that don't go and tell anybody. You won't go and put signboard on the road. Come for signs and wonders. Look, I am teaching you these things. I want you to be a seasoned minister. A seasoned minister. Understanding the word of God. Your mind is sick. Accept it that as a Christian, my mind must be renewed. Jesus administers healing to your mind by the teaching of the word. By the teaching of the word, he administers healing to your mind. By the teaching of your word. One day I was in an office, I won't mention the church, but one chorister, she was telling me about a chair and a choir and this thing. And then she was watching pornography on her phone. I was like, hey, where is this one to from? I said, brother. So you see, renewal of mind. Saved, you are appointed as a minister, but the renewal of your mind is what determines all that you do. So when you see a minister who is behaving in a particular way, just know it's the level of revelation, the level of the word of God in the minister's life. That is what is causing that. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So daily you imbibe the word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. You must take in the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The word of God must shine on your mind. He said that you look into the word, it's like a mirror. It shows you your true identity, and then you keep taking in the word, and it transforms you. Hallelujah. Now, as Jesus administers healing to your mind, you must also share God's word with others, so that by that they also get healed. Amen. You don't have to be selfish. Love the Lord thy God, and then love thy neighbor as thyself. Why is it that you have revelation, you are keeping it to yourself? You must share the word of God. Brother Ike, this is what I shared from God's word. I want to share it with you. As you are sharing, you are even getting better understanding, right?
Yes.
Francis, you share the word of God every time. Don't sing a song that you haven't studied the word concerning.
God bless you.
Every song that you sing, study the word of God around it. You see, come and sing, storm is over. Storm is over. What song did you, scripture did you read about storm is over that you're on the stage singing? Get down, get down. Go and study. Hallelujah. So you share the word of God. When you stand on stage, the song you are going to sing, it says, poverty is over. So before I share this song, the word of God says that this, that. What? John 3:2. That ye prosper and be in good health as thy soul prospers. So as I'm sharing this song, prosperity will affect your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That is a minister. Not someone. Share prosperity. Share prosperity. Poverty is good. There's someone who say that, and a song named Movie Me Cry. Movie Me. Why you say why you did cry? Why you did cry? Why you did cry? Did they no know, Barry? Did you hear the day? Okay, so number two, deal out. Let's finish very fast and then we get to music. So, deal out or inflict punishment. The Lord chastens or correct those he loves. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 talks about God chastening the one he loves. Never complain when you are going through difficulty. A few minutes and then we leave you to go. That's you, right? Okay, so a few minutes. So never complain when you go through difficulty. What did I say? Never complain when you go through difficulty. You suffering or difficulty is part of the walk with God. It is part. You must go through difficulty at certain times. You see, the Lord chastens the one who he loves. How will you handle riches when you don't know how to get out of poverty? You must go through an experience of lack so that you appreciate plenty. Right? So you realize that Moses is a prince. Moses had an assignment, like all of you. Everybody has an assignment. God has assigned you to do something. It can be powerful. You can even be the one that God has chosen to be president of the land in a couple of years to come. But Moses, with all the assignments that he had, God had to pick him out of Egypt and then send him where? When Moses was in Egypt, he was taking breakfast in bed. He was a prince of a whole Egypt. Prince, they come and serve him. He had his personal slaves. Not share personal slaves assigned to him. And yet, when it so happens that he sent out, it is God who is orchestrated. Somebody would have said that, I'm going through this difficulty. God has left me. God, where is God? Sometimes it will even lead you into depression. I won't go to church again. This work of God, me, I've served God. I give offering, I give tithe. I mean, what are you talking about? I've gone through all these difficulties. Pressure, I sacrifice my time. I do this, I do that, and all. Tina, please come. I do that and all. So I do this and I do this and all those things. And then say, ah, what is happening? I don't understand. And say, ah, don't complain in any time of adversity or difficulty, because within all of that, God is at work. It is not every father, when you want your children to grow and to mature, you don't always throw good things at them. So you don't do... There are times you must walk, because your greatness that is in view, it is big. So you must not be pampered. The only man left. Just one pair, you can grab your person. Such 1 week, you can't know who pair. Hey, you are upset with your pastor. Yes. As if what has he done? But God is in all of it, because the Lord chasteneth the one whom he loves. He brings difficulty even in our way to be able to straighten us. Hello. When you read John chapter 5, he says that the husbandman, he prunes. Eh? When you are not bearing fruit, God will come. He will prune. Pruning you is not an enjoyable season, because there's a part of your life which is being cut off. But he's doing it. He's not stopping. No food, but he's not stopping. He says, still move on. Ah, Charlie, the body, you are feeling something. You are not okay. But God, still move on. No opportunity for crying. You can't cry and say, Pastor Ben, oh, don't worry. God is still in control. God is still in control. No, I didn't pamper you. I just said, God is still in control. Then you go back, you move on. But no, I've stopped, I've quit. No, overcomers don't quit. And it is needed. Today, what I want you to understand is that it is necessary to go through those things so that you know how to handle glory. Hallelujah. Because many people have made it up there and they got destroyed. The anointing can crush you. That's how Benny Hinn puts it. When you are not strengthened, fame can crush you. Eh? There's some kind of anointing now. Ah, to see a bojo subebia. Eroda la na na ma Francis. It's like a bojo so. You say, right now, car. You don't have time. Even your spiritual father car is calling. Don't have time. Kofi ye tufu. Adewe jai. Oh no, right now you are more than utra. Because you didn't go through the meal. So God will end them going through the mail. No, it is not what you would tell God, that God, me, I like mine this way. Or I like mine that way. God, as for me, you know that me, I'm a phlegmatic. So me, I don't like this thing. Me, I like it this way. Me, I'm sanguine. No. I didn't come. Who bump I still? Paul said, I torn in my flesh. You are praying still. It's like the more you pray, the more and then you have to get the faith to overcome that level. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's part of life. Amen. Amen. So the last, which is to perform rites, and all is in given. So God gives us difficult times. Amen.
Amen.
He is called infliction or inflicto or inflicto or maybe be warp. And then he also dispenses. Then the third one, Jesus performs the rites of a priest for us. Nobody should condemn you. Never let anybody condemn you.
Amen.
As a lady, don't let any man condemn you. And don't let any girl condemn you. Say, Kujo, there will be a yarn. People sing, you call yourself a minister. There's an advocate we have. He's called Christ Jesus. He daily intercedes for us as our high priest. And from Hebrews, it says that our kind of high priest is not one who has not gone through what we are going through. He's going through it. He knows what it is. He knows Hamatan. He knows summer, winter. He knows how it feels like. And yet he's from on high. And so when he's interceding before his Father for all of us, he knows what we are going through. He knows the passions of the... He knows what is called sexual drive. Amen?
Amen.
Eh? Sometimes you feel so confused. Pastor, please, your pastor, Anukra, that you are telling
him. He have issues.
We call it bodily management.
I'm sorry,
yeah, managing situation.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
There are times you have to sleep by force. Amen.
Amen.
There are sometimes you have to start praying in tongues.
Amen.
At a particular time of the day.
Amen.
Because if you don't, oh my, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, be real, be real, be real, be real, be real, be real, be real.
I see you.
Be real. Eh? Some people, should they hear Kate, like they brought that woman? That woman who was caught, she said she was caught in what? Where was the man?
Where?
Where was the man? Is it that the man, no? He was too fast and ran away. And they caught the woman and brought her. Oh, may God help women in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when they brought her, if it was some of us, oh, we even let her talk. When we hear K, we must say, no, but.
Ah,
I sent a food there. Oh. Oh, my dear, say, yeah, I'm a buffoon, and the two know. Oh, fancy food there. I don't know your man chassis. We are concluding as for before the men can cry. Oh! Amen. So the least thing they condemn. But Jesus, he's been through everything. He know, there's nothing that you are going through that he hasn't been through. And so he stands as an advocate for us, and he even tells you that judge not. Because he knows what it is to be in this fallen flesh. Hallelujah. And there are times that as a music minister, you sit down, oh, God, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. But Jesus is there, and he's telling you that I've justified you. Get up and get on with the work. This thing I'm telling you, it is serious. I've met people who are suicidal. They wanted to kill themselves because of the difficulty they've been through. Oh, when you're a pastor, you meet things. After quite powerful rehearsal, then someone will come to you with an issue. She is cursing some guy. Be seriously. Says one yam and then back quite draw so. Or you're a Christian new. So by one yam then back quite draw so. Because what would mean to mean that I don't know me. So for Pacho Ochna Pair me to new one, sorry. Is it oh I didn't know to know Pacho oh and dry your pong I saw in one. Many men now for phobia Pierre. Until you are the owner, man, sir. Me and Upio, by so fortunate, the men told you. Guinness, in turn, him, sir. Why condemning on to you? I won't go too far in it. Another time, we'll handle some of these things in detail. But there's an advocate, say advocate.
Advocate.
That no matter what your situation is, hallelujah. Amen. No matter what your situation is, after all, every situation is temporal. Amen?
Amen.
I won't tell you that go and drink Guinness. No. But I will tell you that don't let it keep you down.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because there's an advocate. Say advocate.
Advocate.
And there are things that he even intercedes for you that you don't know about. You are condemning somebody about adultery or fornication or drunkenness or whatever. Or say, or staking. Maybe yours is taking lotto. Gambling.
Yes.
And he's advocating for the money that you could have sown into the work of God. Your offering, you haven't given it. But you are doing gambling. And he's advocating for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so today, I believe that we've learned a lot in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And so I want you to close your eyes. I want you to close your eyes. And then as we pray and we share a word of prayer that and begin to pray that God, in any way, each and every way in my life that I have lost track, I pray in the name of Jesus that you administer your word to my life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bring opportunities around me that will bring your word closer and closer to my life in the name of Jesus. Just begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Rabba babu shaba rabaya kabara raria bazande raria balara raria ba. Reme me kebere raria mazondo dodo balara raria ba. Your word. In the name of Jesus, your word. Rabba babu shaba rabaya kabara raria ba. In the name of Jesus. I want you to rise to your feet and pray that, Lord, every revelation that I need as a music minister, constantly make it available to my life in the name of Jesus. Every revelation that I need to succeed as a music minister, make it available. Constantly make it available to me in the name of Jesus. Administer revelations to my life. Administer revelations to my life in the name of Jesus. Rababo sheberere amalarare abakabararare aba. Ramamayandere abalarare abazanderere abalarare aba. Rimamayandere abalarare aba. Daily administration of your word in the name of Jesus. Ramamayandere aba. Rimimekebere abalarare aba zondorororore abalarare aba. Ramamayandere abalarare aba kabalarare aba. In the name of Jesus. We are praying one prayer. Tell the Lord that in any way that I've judged others, I've condemned others, Lord, and or even I've condemned myself, I am praying, God, and I'm asking for divine mercy. In any way I've condemned any other person, maybe you've criticized, condemned other ministers, or you now you've condemned yourself that you are not worthy, and all you are praying, asking God, because you have Jesus as an advocate, and he says, judge not. You are praying that God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Ramamayandere abalarare abalarare abakabalarare aba. Rima mayandere abalarare abazandere aba kabarare aba. In the name of Jesus, our last prayer, you are praying that God, even in the midst of you chastening me, in the midst of you correcting me, in the midst of you taking me through difficulties just because you have a glorious future for me, I am praying that you give me the strength to go through it. In the name of Jesus, that I will not be faint-hearted. I will go through it and I'll come out victorious and I'll be a testimony unto others. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Inner tenacity. Inner tenacity. Make berere abalarare abakabalarare aba. Ramamaya shandere abalarare aba. Remamaya kabalarare ababorere abalarare aba. Ramamayandereya balarareya bakabalarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya basandereya ba Mendereya balarareya balarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya bakabalarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya bayabalarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya ba Ramamaya balarareya ba burereya balarareya ba Kabalarareya balarareya balarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya ba Kabalarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya ba burereya balarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya balarareya ba Ramamayandereya balarareya ba Mendereya balarareya ba
In the name of Jesus,
Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus.